Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is March 8th, 2023. We are living in a post-AEW revolution world. It's time for AEW Dynamite. We've got Alex Pawlowski here with us. You can see him on FightfulSelect.com every Monday and Friday and after every pay-per-view giving his Sour Graps reviews. But you can also see him here, obviously, and on Tuesdays here on the main channel. Talking NXT. Alex, how you doing?
Okay, I think. You know, it's one of those things where, like, you know,
you weren't doing so good. You weren't doing so good. You find out you're going to get to watch Jeff Jarrett wrestle, and he's got a Shazam sponsorship, and all of a sudden you're doing all right.
Yeah, it's really, I was like, you know what? I've been too hard on Jeff Jarrett. If only he could have a sponsorship with a middling superhero movie. If only that could be a thing, movie. then it would put him over the top, you know? Like,
yeah. It's a really good franchise. I'll give it credit. Like, I don't watch superhero stuff anymore. I like Deadpool. Shazam is good. Peacemaker's good. I like the more unconventional ones. I thought it was it was a pretty good. But guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. I'd greatly appreciate it if you guys did that. I know that many of you that are watching now came here because we ran a WWE 2K contest. We're going to be doing those with regularity. I've gotten pretty well cleared to do a bunch of contests throughout this year to generate more subs. They're going to be wrestling related. So if you're a current subscriber, you are effectively already entered as long as you retweet those contests out on Twitter. But hope you guys enjoy the content that we have. We're here every weeknight. We have several new shows throughout the week as well. I did the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast today. And this Friday, I will be doing the Q&A over on FightfulSelect.com. Today on FightfulSelect.com, Alex, I reported an update on Brian Cage's contract exclusively. It's the best $5 in the business, guys. go ahead. This is how Alex gets raises. This is how it happens. FightfulSelect.com.
Through nothing I do.
Just that. Yeah. That's the only thing. Exactly. Do you want him to live in squalor?
Yeah.
I'm giving you an out here. I'm giving him the opportunity to either live in squalor or race a gold boat across the Atlantic with me. And it's all up to you at home. Mm-hmm. But all jokes aside, assuming that was a joke, mm-hmm. Brian Cage's deal is up. But he'll be continuing to work with AEW through Supercard of Honor. There is a deal on the table. There are a ton more details over at FightfulSelect.com over who's interested in him, what exactly happened. Alex, the current ROH six-man tag champ, might be finishing up.
He's really proved over the past several months that he's worth picking up an option or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
well, they did that last year.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like, last year, whenever it was. But for a while, you never saw him do anything. People were like, well, he obviously must be finishing up because they're not using him. And then they started using him again. Like, well, this guy's awesome. Why wasn't this guy on TV all the time? And for him to get the opportunity to be on TV, to have these matches, to be part of a championship trios team, and then after that, for him to be let go, or at least not picked up or whatever.
Yeah, it's not a let go. AEW does want to retain him. They want to retain him. We've got a ton of details over on FightfulSelect.com. We also had a ton of details today on the Liv Morgan viral situation, Scorpio Sky and MJF, among other things. So make sure you check out FightfulSelect.com. The plugs will be few and far between tonight there. But you can get your question or statement read on the air by sending a Super Chats or Humper Chats. MC Scammer says, for Alex's gold boat fund.
Gotta have it.
And Jay Wode. Yo,
Shahid Khan is selling his yacht.
Is he?
$200 million. So, all I need is, I don't know how to do math, however many more of those $10 super chats, I'll buy the yacht. I will literally let anybody who's a Fightful Select subscriber to come and stay on the yacht.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Jay Wode says, any news on Aja Kong doing more matches in the States? I'd love for AEW to bring her back for a few matches. Well, they had originally planned to. The pandemic happened, and you can't really predict that. I haven't heard anything lending me to believe that she'll do anymore over here. But, you know, anything's possible with the right kind of money. Yeah. Well, it happened. Orange Cassidy defeated Jay Lethal. It's got a lot of people in a stir yesterday.
Thank God.
I did tweet out, and it was confirmed. Actually, I tweeted it out because I happened to realize, you know, these actually did draw big numbers for AEW.
Yes. Yes.
Their second match was actually the most watched AEW match this year so far. So that's probably why they were booking it again. And Tony Khan sprinted out of his ACLs to my replies to be like, also, these are other reasons. But Orange Cassidy and Jay Lethal, I thought they had a fantastic match where you had the two dueling injuries. You had the knee of Orange Cassidy. You had the arm of Jay Lethal. So they were both like down one tool. And Orange Cassidy ends up picking up the win.
Yep.
We'll talk about that before we talk about the post-match that I saw coming from approximately 437,000 miles away.
Indeed.
But I thought the match was very good.
Match was very good. Nothing like commemorating International Women's Day by starting off with a Jay Lethal match, if you know, you know.
So true. Yeah.
This is, you know, it is what it is. I just have to sit back and accept that I'm going to have to watch more Jay Lethal and more Jeff Jarrett than I'm comfortable with watching every week. It's just a thing. I thought the match was good. I appreciated each of them having one of their four limbs that were basically inoperable by the end of the match. You know, that's just solid laying out of a match. That's good. Jeff Jarrett showing up and using the guitar on the knee. Dastardly heel Jeff Jarrett. And
I could see that one coming from a mile away, just the way he was standing. I actually liked that the officials were like, no, 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 no. He doesn't have a second out here. So all of you all go to the back too. Like, why not? I'm cool with that. I like the idea of being able to have like 1 second there with you, and that being the legal thing. But if it's if there's an established pattern of behavior, I mean, Alex, I didn't do the review with you, but one of the things I loved the most about that overtime of the main event was they knew they were about to run into a situation where Bryce Remsburg didn't see something happen. So I don't like undermining the ref's credibility, and unfortunately in AEW it happens a lot. But what they did before that was they had Bryce Remsburg say, hey, you want to get yourself DQ'd, buddy? Go right ahead.
Right.
Like
he
big-brained MJF. Then he pulled the ring off. So they did a lot of things to, you know, to put him over.
Not to nitpick, Bryce Remsburg also fully saw MJF hit Danielson with the oxygen tank and didn't do anything about it.
So, did he?
Yeah, no. Watch the clip they showed tonight. When he hits Danielson with it, Remsburg jumps back and reacts to it. And then he actually reacted in real time to Danielson being hit with the oxygen tank, but then didn't do anything about it.
Well, so, maybe he's just a dick.
Maybe he could be.
Did you consider that?
He could be. He could be.
BC Aaron says, does Lethal have the record for most title matches without a title reign in AEW? I think Orange Cassidy had that record because he had like 8 at one point. But Jeff Jarrett, again, the one thing I'll say, because they're booking this match for next week in Winnipeg, I can expect that I mean, quite honestly, there's a real possibility that next week we might see one of the best Jeff Jarrett matches we've ever seen in our entire lives from a singles perspective. And I'm not like putting down anybody he's ever faced. Jeff Jarrett can do every single thing that he could do in 1995. So there's no limitations there. Like I've constantly
said both a plus and a negative.
Yes. I've constantly said this. I constantly say that Jeff Jarrett never did anything in 1989 he couldn't do today. And I think that he'll have a really, really great match with Orange Cassidy. But Tony Khan dropped a very, very interesting note. And Darren Walker says he hopes Jarrett beats OC next week. Darren. But Tony is giving this announcement on behalf of AEW and Warner Brothers Discovery and Shazam 2.
Shazam, whatever Fury thing it is that he says.
Shazam 1 was very good. It was very good.
I'll have to take your word for that.
You might like it. You might like it.
No, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't.
I think you would. I really think you would.
Yeah.
Like, come on, people in the chat, tell me you think that Alex would at least find that movie charming. I think you would. It's not a typical superhero movie.
Yeah. Fury Road, I believe, right, Rick? No.
Have you seen it?
Have I seen? No. I have not seen Shazam. I know it's about a child who becomes a superhero.
Kinda. It's good.
I've seen the Lego version of Shazam for the movie they made. There's basically that, but in Lego for my daughter. That wasn't too bad.
Okay. Well, to the important point, besides. See, it should be me and you on a movie show, not Kate. What the hell are we doing?
It's true.
Yeah. Look at this. Everybody agreeing with me. Mm-hmm. Look at this. But the international title. Damn, I finally got to the point. Tony Khan renames the All-Atlantic title the international title. I got no problem with this.
Much better name.
It is a much better name. 70% of our polled audience believe that it is also a better name. How are you feeling about this change? I think it's a good one.
Listen, I can't. I'm sorry, Shocket. I gotta call you out. There's no way that is an actual like if one then the other. There's just no way that if you like Big, you will also like Shazam. It's not possible. The only thing those things have in common is a child wishes for something. Well then I don't even know we're having a discussion about movies if you've never seen Big. So this has gone off the rails. I always said the Atlantic title felt odd as a thing because like, do you have to be from a country bordering on the Atlantic Ocean to contend for it? Like, it's weird. International means anything. Like, yeah. I was really hoping that we'd get an awesome Takeshita run with the Atlantic title. I was like, yeah, but that Japan's about as far away from the Atlantic as you could possibly be. I'm not sure if that, you know what? Now it's the international title. It's time for a Takeshita run with the All Atlantic. Sorry, now the international title. I think it's perfect.
Sawyer says, TK, blink twice if you're being held hostage. Living Dead Frank says, who better to represent your company on the international scene? JEFFJARRET.
I am deathly afraid he will win the match next week.
Me too.
Yeah.
Trey Cash says,
Hey, you're not afraid. You're not afraid of it, but you think he might. I am deathly afraid of it.
I'm not afraid of it because I'm hopeful it'll generate super chats.
Yes,
and I can write a few Fightful Select articles about it.
There you go.
But Jambeard says, never saw Shazam. Don't trust DC to make a good superhero movie anymore. I agree with. With the rename, we can't say double J to win the double A anymore. Very clever.
No, it's
very
too bad.
Clever.
That's too bad.
Andrew says, take a shot every time Tony said Winnipeg in that Shazam Warner Brothers Shazam Winnipeg International Shazam Winnipeg Winnipeg Championship announcement. Oh, guys.
Yeah.
Guys. Now, Trey Cash sent a very generous super chat that I want to spend some time on. He says, wanted to send a little Wisconsin love to Alex. Alex, do you think Jeff Jarrett should be the one to dethrone Roman Reigns?
Well, hold on.
No, I want to say this. Okay. I love Trey. He's been so generous,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know if it was intentional, but he put Romaine Reigns, like Romaine sure. Salad.
Yeah,
as well.
That guy. Yes.
Maybe he should beat Romaine Reigns, like if there was a jobber that looked like him.
Honestly, that would mean that Cody would lose at WrestleMania. And I would be tickled by that enough that it, you know what? It'd be fine for a while. I don't know how long Jarrett's contract is with AEW, but Roman keeping the belt for like another 400 or 500 days, fine.
I really want them to have like a really skinny Samoan jobber that looks like Roman Reigns, and he's like, his gimmick is that he's a vegetarian and he's Romaine Reigns.
That's very good.
And he says, what do you think about it, Jeff Jarrett versus Chris Jericho 60-minute Iron Man match with you as a special guest referee? How would you handle that assignment, Alex?
Fast counts all the time. Just I want the winner to win like 35-34.
You'd start DQing him for back talk. Like, make sure that
that's
there's right. A healthy lead
that's
here.
Right. Absolutely.
We don't want this to go into overtime at all.
Yeah, no.
Jake says, I can't wait to see Jeff Jarrett win next week. Alex may have an aneurysm live on the air.
I here's the thing. I have resigned myself a week out that he is going to win. So therefore, it won't be too much of a surprise, and I'll just be able to process it by that point. That's how I have to
do it. You're going to have to cover these shows with a helmet like John Olerud or something.
That's true.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, I feel like we got another one. Jambeard says, I think me getting Kate to sing My World is what caused this Jarrett title
it's
shot.
It's very possible. The confluence of events in this dimension or the next.
If you guys sing on the air, I need timestamps to add to our new Fightful mixtape. I don't plug Fightful Scraps a lot. YouTube.com/Fightful Scraps. We have a bunch of interview clips. We have a mixtape over there. Mm-hmm. Alex and I have sang several songs.
Yes, yes. Well, it's the last few minutes of every episode of the Tuesday NXT review is just singing.
Thomas says, every time I invest time into AEW, it's an overbooked, rushed mess. Say what you want about WWE, but they know how to pace a show or a match. Why does AEW have to do nonstop car wrecks and have 10 guys involved in every segment? I do think that they do overdo that an awful lot. It is, it's been a running joke for years. The gang wars in AEW. I mean, we are seeing a lot of the repeat stories being told here. There's a few that I'm interested in tonight, though. Mm-hmm. I don't think that everything had that, but
no.
There were definitely some gang wars tonight.
Yeah, and gang wars set up for the future as well. But yeah, there's. I mean, listen, I always feel like there's a bunch of times where it's been established that wrestler X has friends because they've tagged with them over several times. They show them backstage hanging out, and then they get their ass kicked in the middle of the ring and nobody comes out to help them. So I feel like if it's been established that you have friends, that you run with buddies, and you're out there getting your ass kicked by a bunch of guys, those buddies should come out and help you, or you have to get new buddies. So once you've actually established friendships, you got to actually pay them off, I think.
Jake Salazar says, if Jeff Jarrett wins, Alex has to sing My World. I mean, right. Sure.
Yeah.
AT says, did he do something racist or something? I don't get why backwards hat guy and other people hate JJ. Did I miss something? Listen, okay, if you lived through TNA in the mid-2000s, you could understand why there would still be Jarrett fatigue. If you could ever see why Monty Brown didn't hold the TNA world title, you could understand why there's still some Jarrett fatigue. I like him personally and professionally, but I understand why some other people have some Jarrett fatigue still.
Yeah, there are very few wrestlers who've had his longevity who I believe are more overrated. And so like
hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
He's fine, but like he's been on TV doing wrestling that I haven't enjoyed watching for 2 decades. When will it stop? That's it. I don't hate the guy. I just don't appreciate having to watch him on TV for a third decade. That's all.
It's a fourth, I think. But
I think you might be right. It might be a fourth.
He's been wrestling since the 80s. Jambeard says in Tiffany Stratton voice, I don't know her voice, but it's her singing the My World. Jake says, sorry, I love TNA, me and Luke Owen only. I love TNA as well, but still. Mm-hmm. I own a Jeff Jarrett laser engraved guitar.
That is true. That is true. Yeah.
Ricky Starks comes out and he's interrupted by Bullet Club music. So I'm ecstatic he's moving on from Jericho. He soundly won the Jericho feud.
That's
and
so
I could not be more excited for his next feud, because the Bullet Club music hits, and who could it be? It could be a number of people. There were some people like Switchblade. No, he ain't in Bullet Club anymore.
Yeah.
It's Juice Robinson, who some people are like, oh, David Reed says cruel with the Bullet Club music, but the crowd loved Juice Robinson. And let me tell you, everybody who is not familiar with Juice Robinson is going to love Juice Robinson once they get a load of the promos that these two guys are going to cut towards each other. A guy who Kevin Owens once said was the best promo in wrestling, Juice Robinson.
Juice Robinson versus Ricky Starks, sleeper feud of the year. If this thing goes the way I think it can over the next few months, like these guys are made to face each other. They're the right body type, the right work rate, the right skills on the mic. Like ahead of time, preemptively, you can inject this whole feud into my veins right now. Like, this is the opposite of what I was like, oh, Ricky Starks and Jericho. I mean, okay, fine. It's good for Ricky that he's feuding with Jericho and everything. But like, I want to see somebody in the ring, like, who can match Ricky's energy every minute of every match. And like, that's Juice Robinson, man. These matches are going to be fire.
Well, if you're looking to match energy and you don't want to do it with Juice, you can do it with greens. athleticgreens.com/fightful. Right now you get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free travel packs. I love AG1. I've used it for a couple of years now. I take like one pouch, pour it into water in the morning, 8 ounces or one scoop, drink it, and my vitamins are good for the day. It's got a multivitamin, minerals, probiotics, adaptogens, and more. A blend of 9 products working together to deliver your strongest foundation for better health, recommended by several doctors, athletes. Again, you can get it in a pouch or travel packs. You want to be drinking your multivitamin as opposed to taking a tablet. It's got great digestive support. I just stumbled over those words. See, I'm not Juice Robinson. I'm not Ricky Starks. They wouldn't do that, but they would tell you about the great immunity support. They would tell you about the phytonutrient blend. They would tell you about the pre and probiotics to help that immune support. They'd tell you about the adaptogens, the energy and metabolic support. That way you're getting all that you need throughout the day. Maybe you don't eat a lot of vegetables. Maybe you're not taking the right kind of vitamins. athleticgreens.com/fightful and AG1 are making sure you get there. And like I said, you get that free vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free travel packs. You got options between a single subscription and a double subscription, which gets you even more. You can cancel anytime if you sign up for either one of those. But you can also do one-time purchases as well. It's gluten-free, no eggs, no sugar added, nut-free as well. athleticgreens.com/fightful. Very excited for Juice Robinson and Richard Starks. C says, AEW never used Bullet Club's actual theme before now. It was always variations of the people who were in the club. I wonder why now. They did do it with Forbidden Door, as Luis points out, but that was a New Japan AEW show. This leads me to believe, Alex, that more Bullet Club people will likely show up.
Yeah, that leads me to believe that as well. I'm like, as much as we go like, well, gang wars, like, yeah, if Ricky's got to recruit some guys to go up against a formed Bullet Club in AEW, that could be a lot of fun.
T.O. says, Jericho, Intercontinental, WWE, New Japan, AEW. Oh, he's counting them all out. Well, I mean, this isn't an Intercontinental title. This is an international title.
International, Intercontinental, 6 of 1, 1/2 dozen of the other. But I get it.
Yeah. Chi-Town Spurs says, we need to do some sort of hypnosis on Alex to get him over this Jarrett TNA trauma. I was ready to hate him, but he's been entertaining in AEW. I think he's been better in AEW than he's been in a lot of places, honestly. But
yes, well, that is a low bar to clear.
That is true. Thomas says there's a 100% chance Jarrett wins. There's a 33% chance that Jarrett will rename the belt the Global Gold International Title.
And like, Samoa here's Joe, here's the thing with
hold on. Yeah, and Samoa ahead. Joe knows he can't beat him, so he's not going to try that one.
Right. The thing about Jarrett winning next week that I think would be good is I don't see him having a long reign, and you can transition it to any other babyface, like, for example, a Takeshita. Like, I mean, if Orange is done and they don't have, like, the heel ready who's going to take over from Orange as international champion and run with it for 6 months, maybe Jarrett's a transitional champ to a number of, I think, who are absolutely ready to carry singles gold. Jungle Boy, for God's sake, has been saying that's what he wants, you know, this year at some point. Jungle Boy would be a great guy to feud with and take the title off of Jeff Jarrett.
Hard to disagree with that. Sawyer says, I rewatched Juice's Stars and Stripes promo from a few years ago when Jay White broke his hand. Every time he shows up in AEW, he's the best. He's great. I got a couple of really good interviews with him. I've got a good rapport with Juice Robinson. He doesn't do many interviews, and I've been able to do two or three with him. And I love it because he doesn't do social media, and I love to get him worked up about social media. I love it. It's fantastic. Jake Salazar says, any word on Andrade? Jose posted his mask on Twitter yesterday. Healing up from a shoulder labrum surgery, something of that nature. Bullet Club said, someone said Adam Cole, Jay White, and Juice doing Bullet Club and AEW. Personally, I'd be down. Well, I mean, Jay White is out of Bullet Club now, but anything's possible, I guess. Yeah. I would love to see Adam Cole doing that, especially with this heated up trios division we're going to be talking about shortly. But
yeah.
Alex, I didn't think I'd ever enjoy an All You People promo. And then Ruby Soho came out, and I thought she absolutely obliterated this All You People promo.
Oh, yeah.
Because she ran down her entire history, because very rarely when the heel gets asked why, is there, okay, I'll tell you. I've been aching to tell you. It's why? Why did I do that? You want me to tell you why? Because I felt like it. That thing. No, Ruby Soho was like, you all were dicks to me.
Right.
I tried to be nice. I tried to appease you guys. I did my best. And the thing that we all have in common was that you were dicks to us. You booed me out of the building against Statlander. You booed me out of the building against Jamie. You asked Saraya to put her livelihood on the line to come out of retirement, and you booed her too. Tony Storm didn't even have the respect of being said that she was a world champion. She was an interim champion until after the fact. I thought that she and Taz was even like, listen, y'all can hate, but she made a lot of really good points.
Taz does that with every heel. So I will say she was dead on correct about the Statlander thing. At the time, I thought it was really weird. Like, the absolute, like, no, boo, get, no, we're done with this. We wanted Statlander to win. Like, at the time, I was like, I love both of these girls. I honestly don't know who I'm rooting for. It was a very odd, I remember at the time thinking that was too much. Her saying that people cheered for Britt when Ruby lost at Grand Slam, that's just a false memory. Like, that didn't happen. Like, people were really rooting for Britt. People love Britt. So there were times where she was saying was true, and times what she was saying was just, you made that up in your head. I thought she delivered the promo fantastically. All right.
Me too. I thought it was the best promo she's done.
Yeah, she's fantastic on the mic, but nobody gives her credit for it. I honestly think now that she's in this trio, she should be the one cutting all the promos.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what they're going to do, but I think that she should. First of all, I want to say, listen, fat, I'll cop to it. Neck bearded, sure. Listen, mouth breathing, listen, I have a sinus problem. It's a thing. I've been going to my ear, nose, and throat guy. We'll figure out this problem. But apart from that, it didn't address the central thing why I wanted addressed by this promo. I don't know when the turn happened. if the turn happened because Jamie pinned her, she's just a sore loser. What happened? If Saraya had pinned her, would she have turned on Saraya's team and joined Jamie's team? Like, at what point was all of this being activated in her brain, knowing she was going to be the bad guy? Because it looked like during the pay-per-view that this was had all been planned going into the night. She was even wearing green accents to go along with the green spray paint. Like, it looked like the whole thing had been planned. And if it was planned, then she and Saraya should have actively worked together during the match so one of them would have become champ.
I'd like to see that felt very odd. I would like to see that answered. There are multiple people that are saying Britt did get cheered at Grand Slam.
I mean, Britt always gets cheered, but like, there wasn't like people were like, no, we want Britt and we don't want Ruby. Everyone loves Ruby.
Anime Otaku says going to need Ruby to get pounced out of her shoes the way Ricky speared MJF. Mm-hmm. Also, conveniently forgot Jade's win was unpopular. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she ended up having a match. By the way, Louisville says AW Homewreckers have a point. And Joey Bag of Donuts says the best promos are the ones based on reality. And everything Ruby said was spot on. Awesome promo. I agree. I thought it was her best promo. And Jam Beard says it's almost like it was the best You People promo since we got Hollywood. It's going to be new women's order.
Mm-hmm.
That's very clever. But she did have a match. She beat Sky Blue. Fine match. She was very aggressive during the match. I love the barricade spot, especially afterwards. Of course, she beats Sky Blue. She also betrays Willow, who's just out there to kind of try to talk some sense into Ruby.
Right.
But Ruby promo is not having it tonight.
Nope.
And they beat that ass. And that's good because Willow is very easy to sympathize with because she is a fantastic baby face.
She is. She's great. Listen, I know she's doing stuff right now over in ROH, but the perfect person to add to this heel faction going into a Blood and Guts, like get Athena in there. Like, she's already doing fantastic heel work, really aggressive in all of her matches. But those multiple power bombs to that poor girl on Dark, my God, she's murdering people in these matches.
Was it the Lady Frost match?
No. There was something on Dark like 2 days ago.
Oh, on Dark.
She was just destroying this poor girl with multiple power bombs. And I'm like, okay, I think that's a perfect thing. Plus, she also has the same basic argument. Like, I came here from the place where everyone's, all you need is a fresh start and we're going to love you. And I came here and you guys didn't. You know what I mean? Like, if that's the theme, that works, man.
I do want to put over Willow's match with Lady Frost last week on ROH. Also, I want to thank all of you who tuned in to our ROH post show last week. It did incredible numbers. Reg and Kate had a great one. We're doing a very interesting new format for Thursday nights because if we run too many streams, YouTube's algorithm will screw us over even more than it already does. Right. So what we're doing is at about 9 Eastern, Reg and Kate go live with the ROH post show, and about 10:20, they hand that off to Cresta and Joel Pearl, who do the Impact post show. So you're going to get 2 for 1. The audios will be split, but I think a lot of you are really going to enjoy it. Here's the thing. If you do watch ROH behind their paywall, this is probably the only live review from a major wrestling website that's going to be out there. And there you if you go. Don't, now you can keep track of what's going on there. Mm-hmm. And you can keep track of Impact Wrestling as well. I think you guys are going to love it. If you guys haven't seen Cresta on the Impact post show, you're missing out. So check that out, guys. Thursday at a little bit after 9. Jambeard says Orange Cassidy is catching up to Jade for the most title defenses in AEW. OC is at 15 after tonight. Jade is at 19. He is a fighting champion. Like, he is their go-to defending this title nonstop guy.
Yep.
Living Dead Frank said, Ruby did what Saraya and Tony couldn't. We care now. Yeah, I cared about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa, our good friend, says, sorry I'm late, was having a Twitter meltdown. Take my money. Well, that's me every single day by the looks of it, Alyssa, so can relate. Aaron says, just some money to say thank you for what you guys do for Alex's best Vanna White impression. Also, I'm here to plug Alex's gaming channel and Sean's too. Also, get the flick out of here. Alex does a lot of great things. Yes, we'll have him plug those in full at the end. But what's your channel URL?
It's at youtube.com/AlexSourGraps. All words capitalized, but all one word.
MJF very pleased with himself, as he probably should be after that performance Sunday night. An all-time classic. But next week is his birthday, and he's having his re-bar mitzvah. Now,
because he's turning 26, and the 13 you get bar mitzvah, so why not do it again?
I love that.
Yeah.
His first one was a WWE-themed bar mitzvah. Mm-hmm. It would be very funny if next week's was also a WWE-themed bar mitzvah.
Man, if he came out there with, like, the same cardboard cutouts he had from the first one, so, like, they're old, like, old Cena and Punk ones and stuff.
Yeah, it has, like, a spinner on it or something.
Yeah. Yes, yes, I need it.
Oh, I love it. But the thumbnail of this show is not title belt changes names or huge trios feud or new TNT champion even. Mm-mm. It's Brian Danielson saying he's going home.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, this is the thing where, damn, he's really easy to sympathize with. And it's wild
he's
because
so good, man.
He shifts in and out of making you think he's a heel and a babyface based on the situation. Because he's so convincing in every single thing that he does. And very rarely do you ever hear the, well, he's a short guy. That you just don't hear that with him. You just don't hear that with him because he goes out there and beats the brakes off of people. I'm hoping that when he comes back, it's with BCC. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping he sort of rekindles that. Because I'll tell you what I also like the idea of with Yas and the Elite and House of Black. It's Claudio, Moxley, and Brian Danielson, Moxley and Brian Danielson teaming up against FTR. Mm-hmm. That one seems like go get the hose.
Yeah.
But Brian Danielson going home. What do you think?
Well, the promo, just the way it was structured and the footage of him playing with his kids in the ring before the pay-per-view. I don't know if when they were doing that, this was the plan to cut this promo, this angle, but it was so much more affecting to watch it. And he said, like, I realized I couldn't feel my arms and I couldn't stand on my left leg. And I remembered MJF saying that I wouldn't be able to play with my kids after the match. And he was right. And basically, he doesn't say this, but basically he says, and that's why I gave up. And that caused me a lot of shame that I tapped out, but I'm more ashamed that I was so selfish that I almost cost my kids their dad. And as a father, like when he was tearing up, like I was tearing up, like that
amazing.
Is some really, really hardcore stuff. And him saying, and
it's like he looked so defeated because it's like the entire situation was a lie to him because he proved MJF right.
Yeah. Yeah. Him saying, I'm going home. Everyone's like, he's going to ROH. He's going back to WWE. Like, can he just actually go home? One thing that's awesome about AEW is they allow guys to like go home for a month, 6 weeks, 2 months. And play with their kids and get healthy. And then they can come back and start a new thing. Like Danielson did his job. He avenged William Regal by having this awesome program with MJF. The angle going into the match actually paid off with the finish of the match, especially with this promo. This angle's now done. And he can go away and he can come back and do anything else. Yeah, he can go to ROH, sure. I mean, like, that's absolutely a possibility. But I love that this can in this company just be, I need some time away and Tony Khan's going to grant it to me. So I'm going to go be with my kids. Like that's, he needs that. The character needs that. But also I believe Brian Danielson needs that.
Anime Otaku says, I hope poor Aubrey got a heads up at the promo. I guess I don't understand the reference, but Danielson.
When she was, she cried in the audience for the first I'm retiring thing that they did. And so now she was, you know, there you go.
Fair. I thought this was an unbelievable promo. It was emotional. It was raw. It played off of the story that built up to it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things when you can make a build look even better after the match. And I mean, like days after the match, they made the build look better in retrospect.
Yeah.
FTR are back. FTR, Dax is still claiming that they aren't signed. I'm working on it, guys. I will have something on Fightful Select probably within the next week about that. So $5, please subscribe. I'd greatly appreciate it. They call out the Guns and they say, you know what? You guys are good, but a lot of what you do kind of craps on what we did with the Briscoes. And there's a big Jay Briscoe chant, but FTR are there to take those titles from the Guns, right. Alex. We know why they're there.
Right. They're there to come back and take the titles from the Guns. Sooner rather than later. Let's get it done next week. If not next week, the week after.
I would love to see a Guns Jarrett trios.
I mean, sure. Like, make them even more hateable. I don't want to have to wait until Double or Nothing. Let's get this thing done. I love FTR. I'm so happy they're back. I feel like the reason I want it back in their hands so badly so soon is because all the, like, we've been dallying with a bunch of, like, just like weird, like, I want to get back to the tag team wrestling. I want to get back to that as opposed to all this, like, weird little spots for comedy in the match. Like, that's fine. If people like that, that's fine. I prefer, like, just great, honestly, because my favorite kind of wrestling is great tag team wrestling, hot tags and tagging back in and forth and pulling a guy off the apron while the other guy dives to make a tag, all that stuff. The stuff that made me fall in love with the Revival back in NXT. I need that kind of tag team wrestling back, and we just haven't been getting it recently. And so that's what I want. I need that now.
We are going to... We'll ask the audience if they want a spoiler for Supercard of Honor or from Rampage. We'll ask them. If our audience wants it, we'll give it to them because it's
okay.
A pretty interesting one. Jade Cargill is calling out Canada's best. We have Tom Lavallee saying Fightful Select for Jade's opponent next week. So how about this? I will dig around at some of the people you guys are commonly asking about, and I'll have something either Thursday or Friday on Fightful Select where I kind of run down a few names and whether or not it's even a possibility. Shot Kid says Taya Valkyrie is a free agent, right? Chris Williams says Taya maybe. Taya's working everywhere, but to my knowledge, she's a free agent. I'll make sure. I'll verify it. I'll ask.
Yeah.
Alex, any thoughts on who this might be?
I don't know enough about, like, who's Canadian, who is it. Every time I find out somebody's Canadian, I'm always surprised. I'm like, really? I had no idea. I mean, obviously, like, you know, maybe Natalia can get go through the forbidden door. I'm not really sure. Like, the most famous Canadian women that I know are Natalia. Like, we'll figure it out. Natalia obviously is Canadian, and that would be her. Awesome. That would be awesome,
great, but it's not going to be her. But I think it could be. I think Taya would be a really great one. I think that'd be a good shout. Brandon Charles Powell says, are the Firm and MJF still in cahoots, or is that whole thing slowly faded, or maybe that's what they wanted us to think? It was a one-time thing. It was a one-time hire. MJF put them together to do that, and that's it.
Well, from what I understand, the Firm backing up MJF was an angle they put together to run an MJF takes the title off of CM Punk feud. Mm-hmm. Once Punk, the whole thing, the brawl out thing happened, and Punk was out of it, they were like, well, this, we had something very specific. And now the Firm being with MJF doesn't kind of work with everything else, so they just kind of wrote it out of existence. Now, the thing that's so great about AEW is I believe if they wanted to, they could easily write them back in to being MJF's. Like, for example, I think one of the feuds I would like to see in this year of terror is MJF versus Keith Lee, because MJF's never fought anybody like Keith Lee.
No.
And if you have Keith Lee coming up against you, wouldn't it be great if you had like six guys standing between Keith Lee and you? Like maybe that would be a time where they could bring him back. I'm just saying there's a lot of opportunities to do that if they want to.
If you wish to avoid a spoiler on Rampage, mute your little earbuds for a little bit. Mark Briscoe announced the Reach for the Sky ladder match for the ROH tag titles on Rampage.
Oh.
The Lucha Brothers are the first team announced.
Nice.
Jambeard says, hoping it's Taya, Jody Threat, Nicole Matthews, or Winnipeg-born Rosemary. Rosemary might get a decent reaction. Taya would get a decent reaction. I love Jody Threat, so I wouldn't mind her. I just think she should be signed to ROH by now. Nicole Matthews should probably be signed to ROH too. I don't know if it's like, it depends because, you know, a lot of times when AEW does this, they build expectations and sometimes they pay off. Sometimes they don't. Alan Kahn says Lufisto or Romare or Rosemary ladder is from Winnipeg. I think Rosemary is more likely. Goss defeated Top Flight and AR Fox. Alex, how'd you feel about this one? Because, even though great performers, nobody's talking about the match right now.
No, they're not. I love Top Flight and AR Fox. If you tell me you can choose one trio that's currently a trio right now to have the longest feud with House of Black during House of Black's reign, I want that team to be AR Fox and Top Flight. Those guys are awesome, and I think they would have amazing matches with House of Black. So am I happy that they lost here? No, I'm not. But it's leading to something fun for next week, so that's good. The match was great because Top Flight is amazing, and Sammy and Danny Garcia do great stuff, and also Jericho's there. So
it's the post match that everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
The Elite come out after Yas says we're going for the trios title. The Elite show up. Don Callis cuts a promo, and there he's saying, "You know what? You both are from Winnipeg, Jericho and Omega. Let's do this in Winnipeg next week." And House of Black show up, and they're like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hold on, we want to fight all of you."
Yeah,
and that's what I love about House of Black. They're not cowards. They're like,
"Oh no,
no, no, no, no! We want everybody. We want all of y'all." And I don't know how the hell that works, because you know Rick Knox is reffing that shit. So that's going to be a train wreck.
That's basically a tornado tag. Basically going to be a tornado tag.
I don't know how it's going to work. Yeah. I'm very excited to see how it's going to work. Holy crap. This is what I've been waiting to see out of the trios. This is the type of thing that I looked at and said, Yas is a group. Put them in the trios. That's a little bit fresher than what they've been doing. I'm all for this, Alex.
Yes. I mean, this is a three-way trios title match with eight of the greatest in-ring wrestlers in the world right now.
And it's very clever. Jambeard wanted Jericho and Omega 3, not the supplement. For the New Japan show, but he'll take a trio, or for the U.S. title, but he'll take a three-way dance. James, I look at that and I'm like, okay, yeah, that would have been nice to have Kenny and Jericho, but listen, I'm not going to say that what they threw at us wasn't better to me, because I've seen Jericho and Omega, and I don't know if they're ever going to top what they were able to do before, because that was a damn near perfect match. It was very special at the Tokyo Dome, but this is just unbelievable, and this is what I've been screaming for the trios titles. Let people seamlessly transition from tag to trios. Hey, guess what? If the Acclaimed aren't in the tag title picture, they got daddy ass with them. Trios. Sure. Do some undercard trios stuff here.
Yep.
Like, this is the stuff I've been wanting. I would love to see BCC against the Acclaimed and daddy ass. Why the hell not, you know?
Yeah.
King of the North says the all Yas pose at the hard cam popped me huge. And King of the North says Painmaker Dan Garcia with Kangol and face paint. That would be great.
No, I would love to see all three of those guys came out with Painmaker face paint and the and little different hats, like the little hat that Jericho wears, but also a suitably also too small for Dan Garcia's head Kangol hat, and a suitably too small little like side baseball cap for Sammy would be great.
Oh, Jesus Christ. James Stalling asks if the bunny is an option. I'll look into it for sure, but that would be a good one as well. Hangman Page speaks. He's sporting a nasty black eye.
Yeah.
He got the shit beat out of him last week, yes, Alex. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did.
That was,
that was
a hell of a match on Sunday. Like, I'm surprised both dudes are walking.
And Moxley's wrestling after losing, after being hung.
Somebody said, nearly died. Ah, he's fine.
Somebody
he's
said, clear. Hey, what do you think is next for Moxley? And I said, not time off.
No.
And they beat Dark Order. They beat Silver and Reynolds. Mm-hmm. This was violent, and I loved what we saw afterwards. We saw Claudio stepping up and being a dick this time because Moxley continued to choke out Alex Reynolds. Claudio was just enabling.
Ran interference. No, Rick, you don't see that. You don't see anything. Nothing here. Nothing going on behind me, Rick Knox.
Yes. Evil Uno comes out.
Yep.
Stereo wants the Mox heel turn to stick for real. They need to switch his entrance music. Possibly. Mm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is.
Well, they
very
didn't switch Jericho's. So, like, I don't. I mean, like, true. You know, like, yeah. So, I mean, listen, BCC turning fully heel, I'm on board. Now, especially with Danielson excised from the group, I mean, basically, like, he never appeared with them. They never backed him up in the thing versus MJF. None of that. They never. So with him taking time away, he can either come back and rejoin them or come back and he's just completely separated from them. But for now, these three guys just being guys who love beating the piss out of people, like Moxley choking out Reynolds with the Darce. Is that what's called? The Darce choke?
Yeah. They he switched from an anaconda to a Darce. It was very nice.
Yeah, but then after he tapped out, switching it up back into the bully choke and just never letting go. And it did feel like, because Hangman had said in the promo, as far as Moxley is concerned, he says to Renee, like, I'm done. I'm moving on. And it did feel like Moxley had said that is not happening.
Yeah, Moxley did what he had to do to get Hangman Page out there.
To get Hangman Page out there, so that they can continue this. And honestly, like, am I going to complain about getting more Hangman versus Moxley matches? No, but it does feel like it is a symptom of this whole thing of, like, feuds rarely die in AEW. But selfishly, what I would like to come out from all of this is I would love it to come down to Hangman versus Claudio for the ROH title. If Hangman won the ROH title, something he never got to do when he was in ROH before, correct, that would be an amazing way to, like, fully end this with Hangman coming out on top.
And also, I'm excited to see more progression with Hangman and Dark Order. That was something that I felt like it never got the resolve it needed, and they just lost people one by one by one by one, like Preston Vance gone, Colt Cabana gone, Stu Grayson gone, Alan Angels gone. Unfortunately, Brody Lee passed away. Anna Jay gone. Like, everybody just left them. So I want to see some more resolution. Living Dead Frank said, Mox wrestling like nothing happened. A true psycho. He's one of those that I can get out there and I can buy. Okay, should. When people say, oh, he needs to be selling, I just believe that he's wrestling that way all the time.
I believe that John Moxley, not just the person, but the character, would say, I'm wrestling. Because that's how he gets over shit. You know what I mean? Like, I got the shit beat out of me on Sunday. I'm going to beat the shit out of somebody on Wednesday.
Meet Normus says the ultimate burial of the Dark Order was that BCC beat that ass without a single drop of blood from Mox. Jeez Louise, that trios match will be a hoot. It will be a hoot. It absolutely will. David Reed says now convinced TK keeps trying to give Mox a vacation, but Mox keeps showing up to the arena every week. I love it. And you know what, guys? If you're going on vacation, you want to protect your data. You want to still be able to watch all your favorite shows. You want to make sure that nobody is snooping on your private info. And NordVPN.com/Fightful not only brings you that, but it brings you the fastest VPN in the world, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to unlock tons of content that you wouldn't normally get, like AEW without commercials, with AEW Plus via Fight overseas. Nord.com or NordVPN.com/Fightful, rather, brings you a great deal. You got three tiers to choose from, whether it's a pass, a VPN, a locker, or all three. You get a great 30-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't like saving all this money, you can just get your money back for this subscription. You also get a great deal, 4 additional months free. Right now, I think they're doing a free gift as well. There's really nothing to lose with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can get up to 2 years, 59% off, plus a free gift. It detects malware during downloads. It helps you stay safe online with the fastest VPN. You can protect all your passwords and files. This stuff has been talked about by some of the greatest publications out there. Their newest feature protects you from ads, trackers, and malware. You want NordVPN.com/Fightful. All around digital security at a great deal. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Love them. They are fantastic. Use them for the UFC pay-per-view. Use them for the AEW show. Got a little bit of everybody singing the praises of NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you use it, hit me up. Tell me that you use it. Give you a little retweet ski there. Acclaimed interview interrupted by 2.0. This is, to me, a natural progression of a feud, or a natural start right here. Sure. You have two sports entertainment-centric teams, mm-hmm. but a few guys that can work. Obviously, Bowens is ahead of Caster in that department, mm-hmm. but 2.0 can work in the ring. I'm excited to see some good promos. I'm excited to see some Daddy Magic reactions to Max Caster raps. You've got Daddy Ass involved, who is a sports entertainer through and through. To me, this is the natural.
Then you get Jake Hager in, and you got a six man. Like,
yeah.
And Hager and Daddy Ass are perfect counterparts to each other in this little six man feud. This is the Spider-Man.
Yes. Like, look, pointing at each other.
They really are. I will say, I don't know. Feeling bad is not the word. I feel like if you look at how white hot the Acclaimed were last fall, it is odd to me that they, like, after losing the titles to the Guns, have now fallen into it'll be a fun feud, don't get me wrong, but let's have a little comedy feud with you know, the guys in Yas. I wonder if this is like something to keep them busy, and then they can re-elevate back up into the top title scene, because they proved they belong there. I don't want them dropping back down forever.
I think so. I think the way I look at it, they just had their title rematch. They got back in there. But now you do some stuff on the undercard, and I like that. I like that they're developing undercard feuds, not four titles. Sure. Jambeard says, here's something that might make Alex happy. In the trios match next week, he could get Matthews versus Garcia and Brody King destroying Jericho.
Yes, that would make me very happy.
Guys, get your super chats and humper chats in. We are heading down the home stretch. We are at the main event. But Riga says, not going to lie, annoyed the paid Mox feud is continuing. I see it's becoming a stable war, but I was ready to put it to bed for a while. Really feel they could have left it at 2-2 with both men wrecked. Wait till maybe even next year to revisit and settle it. I think this is more about BCC and Dark Order than it is mm-hmm. Paige and Mox at this point. But Paige and Mox is an integral part of it. But I wanted to see this Paige Dark Order stuff get some resolve after years and years and years. We're talking 2+ years now.
Right. This is one of those things that comes into my head that I don't necessarily want to happen, but looked like it might be a possibility. If Moxley has said, like, I have beaten the shit out of you and gotten the shit beat out of me by you, Hangman Page, I am going to, with the help of my buddies Wheeler and Claudio, turn you into a version of myself, and you will join us. Like, I see in you something that I would love to draw down into the depths and make you as depraved as me. Like, that's a really cool long-term thing you could do with Moxley and Page. Page being forced to do things, like he said in this promo, I went someplace that I did not think that I could have gone, and I did. So let that be a warning to everybody. I will go to that place. And Mox says, bet. I can't wait to see what I can bring out of you next time. There's a lot of cool stuff there.
We have Hobbs and Wardlow interviews. Wardlow says, yeah, got my stuff broken into. That sucks. But I'm still going to be the champion. And I'm going to leave champion. Let's make this a no DQ match. And they did this because he didn't have gear. Hobbs says, that wouldn't happen to me. Not in this neck of the woods. I love that. Tokyo Sport, by the way, is reporting that Saray is leaving WWE. I'm working on it. I've been asking about Saray for months and months and months. And I just keep getting told, I don't have that information. Don't have that information. So,
frankly,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Think there couldn't be anything better for her than for her to be out of NXT with what they were doing with her. So
I agree. Falls Count Anywhere TNT title. Hobbs defeated Wardlow. We saw some great car spots at the start of this. They ended up working out, brawling on the stage as well. And a returning QT Marshall shows up, and he's looking jacked, by the way. Looking yoked. And I know a lot of people are like, ah, oh. But QT objectively gets heat. I cannot point you guys more to the Toronto tapings, and he was able to garner an incredible amount of heat live. So I can see why Tony Khan looks at that and goes, okay, Alex, I get the feeling you don't like this finish.
Well, listen, the thing that I predicted on the Fightful Select Revolution post show was that this exact thing would happen, just with Samoa Joe in the QT Marshall thing, which is like, we are not done. You took my title from me. I'm costing you this title. And then that allows Wardlow to follow Samoa Joe to ROH and feud over Samoa Joe's title there. If Wardlow takes that title from Samoa Joe, him in ROH, like, that guy's a possible future ROH champion. If he's there for a while, if he can't break through a ceiling in AEW, maybe that's the place for him. So what they did, like, in a vacuum, fine. QT Marshall is not my idea of, oh wow, that guy. I understand what he does. He does very well. I think that I want to see Hobbs next week be like, I didn't ask you for help. I don't want your help. Get away from me. Which would be good, because I don't think Will Hobbs asked for his help. They're like, the commentator was saying, oh, he must have called QT to have him brought in. I don't know about that. They had a TNT title belt. So I wonder if the story is going to be that it was that in storyline, it was QT who broke into Wardlow's car to steal the TNT belt. And that's the storyline, is it was the whole thing was a plan from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm really happy Will Hobbs is the champion. That was the most important thing to me coming out of this match, was that Will Hobbs becomes champion. He's champion. That's a good thing. It will remain to be seen if the rest of it is a good thing, depending on the story they play out with it from here. Right now I'm not so hot on it, but it could end up being great.
Yeah, I'm interested. I think that QT Marshall being used the right way could be good, because he's better than a lot of people would ever give him credit for. Living Dead Frank says, I was in Toronto, started many anti-QT chants. King of the North says, quality television. Marshall is here to save the day. Sawyer says, devil's advocate, sudden death, world title, main event, ref's discretion. Don't end with a DQ. Sure, but what had just happened in that main event with MJF was Bryce Remsburg had just said to him, I will DQ you and you will lose the title. So I understand what Alex said there.
Yeah.
James Stallings says, hey, Alex and Sean, can someone explain the QTV thing? It went over my head. Quality television, Marshall. QT Marshall.
Like, there was a thing that was like QTV. There was a little, it was their version of a QR code. There was a picture that played up before the commercial break last week that said QTV.com. I didn't go to that website. I don't know what it was. It might have been just QT Marshall highlights. I don't know. But that's a thing now that they're doing with quality with QT. So,
yes. Adam Weller says, Wardlow is never going to be more popular than Hobbs and Callie. That said, replacing his music's intro with cheap horror movie wolves was a choice. Yeah, I heard they were working on that remix recently, like maybe a couple weeks ago. There have been a lot of proposed changes to his theme over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Chi-Town Spurs says, Hobbs is the champ at the celebration. Alex is just going to be mad because of the semantics.
I mean, listen, I said I'm really happy. Like, Hobbs, like, I will always say I'm happy for Hobbs. I can say also that I don't know if I love the means by which they got to the end that I like. Listen, poking holes in things is what I've been doing here for 6 years. I'm sorry. That's just what I do. I you might not like it.
TK says, is Wardlow a joke to Tony now? I don't know what would lend you to believe that. He just beat Samoa Joe on TV.
A three-day title reign.
Like, come on. Like, sometimes that shit happens.
Listen, I get it. I get it.
There have been 20, like, one-year WWE championship reigns since the Punk thing. Like, not everything is going to be a long time. Sometimes you have short reigns. It's okay.
Yeah.
Caden says the ending was poopy. Sorry for the language. Well, you would know. And Tom LaValle says the end justify the means. Maybe Hobbs, though. This is, again, one of those things where I'm like, okay, I'm going to see how this works. I'm going to see, because I have seen the kind of heat that QT gets and the kind of reaction that he garners. I mean, they leaned on him so much at those tapings. Yeah. Jambeard says QT did tweet an hour ago. Boy, I wonder who broke into Wardlow's car. Okay, so. Do you think getting his car broken into was a work or a shoot?
I think the car being broken into was a shoot. I think they're now turning it into a work shoot.
And that's good if they did. I thought they did.
A shot work?
Yeah, I think they're doing good if that's what they're doing.
Work shoot or shot work? Somebody shot a work or worked a shoot. I'm not really sure which one.
Cody says, all of my grooming razors got stolen out of my car. Well, I'll tell you, you know what? You watch another show this week, I'll tell you where you can get some more. Meat says, you know what titillates daddy meat? Sirloin beef, sons of bitches, slapping, flipping, and tables. It's reminded me of the Def Jam fighting game up until the end where we got bad shenanigans. I love good shenanigans. But this was evil shenanigans, and now I'm sour.
This did remind me of Jeff Jam, especially right down to the Timbalands. Like Will Hobbs was dressed to fight in that game. I loved all the stuff he did with the car at the beginning, like the back body drop on the windshield, the keg thrown through the side door. That was
love the
Swanton
too.
Yeah, the Swanton really great. Table was excellent. Yeah, some really good stuff.
Dungeon Master of Puppet says, to paraphrase the great Righteous Reg, it don't matter. Hobbs is the champ. Shot Kid says, Hobbs is the champ. Hooray. I have no problem with QT. Frankly, I feel he's one of the more underappreciated guys in AEW, considering everything he's done behind the scenes and in the ring. Yes, and he gets heat. Mm-hmm. I think that, however, putting him in a group where he and his guys always lose is going to always be that thing. And I know that he cared a lot about that group. He said it. Mm-hmm. And I know he blamed the experts and media. It's just, it wasn't booked to be a successful stable. They did everything they could to be successful, but I think they got good performers in there as well. Mitchell says, can I ask, a little confused on the false count anywhere finish. Isn't a count a DQ, and a false count anywhere is no DQ? He should have just pinned him. I was very confused by that as well. Like, just jump down there and pin him. I don't know why they did a 10 count there. I'd never seen or heard anything like that.
What they said was that you could win by knockout, which I guess is the 10 count. So that counts as a count.
Yeah. Skywalker Club says Danielson Sabre Jr. at Supercard. I'm thinking maybe Forbidden Door. That's what I'm leaning towards.
Yeah, I mean, like, this did feel specifically a lot more than, like, I'm going home for 3 weeks and then I'll be back to face Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah.
Now, it felt like if it was, there was a little bit longer than there.
Cody Bondra says, what do you two say about the match of the night, tonight's MVP, and the grunt of the night? Well, I don't know about grunt of the night. Tonight's MVP. Ooh. Well, first off, what about match of the night, Alex?
This is tough for me because the two of the matches face people I don't really enjoy. And then this one, the finish was so wonky, but honestly, everything leading up to it to me was great. Like Wardlow and Hobbs were beating the piss out of each other. That was a good match.
I'd say OC lethal match of the night, Shazam MVP of the night for sure.
For sure, Shazam. Yeah.
But really, I'm going to go with Ruby. I thought that Ruby advanced a feud that a lot of people weren't interested in.
I'm going to say Hangman. Okay. Honestly, my MVP of the night, Bryan Danielson. That promo, even though he cut it not tonight, that thing was the thing I will remember most from this episode.
Knocked Bogan says 130-pound jobber on Dark named Romaine Leeds, who eats salad while being destroyed. I would love it. I would love it. I mean, they used to do goofy stuff like that all the time. Mm-hmm. Meat Normus says, Elite BCC Hangman on a pole trios match. Book it. Mm-hmm. And Morg wraps us up, says, for the keeping Alex from living in squalor fund, but more for the ad read reactions. Mm-hmm. How do you think the trios championship next week will go? Well, I think House of Black is going to win.
Yeah, and I think that hope that they will retain. My goodness.
I think they'll let Elite and Yas take each other out, which will start more of a definite Yas Elite feud is what I'm expecting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I certainly hope House Black wins. I'm loving all the extra attention they're giving to the trio's title.
We have Shot Kid wrapping us up saying Wardlow was a jabroni that didn't know a work when you work a work and work yourself into a shoot, Marks.
Yeah, there you go.
Alex, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on the Twitter at Alex Sour Graps. On Tuesdays, I review NXT on this very channel with Miss Kate Fabe, Kate Elizabeth. On Fridays, over on the Know Your News Network on YouTube, every Friday at noon Eastern, we review movies over there on a show called Get the Flick Out of Here. This week, it is a movie called Nothing But Trouble from 1991, written and directed by Dan Aykroyd, starring Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, John Candy, and Demi Moore. It's one of the craziest ass movies I've ever seen in my life. Kate has never seen it. It's going to be a trip to talk about that one. So come and hang out with us, eat your lunch with us on Friday at noon over there.
Have you ever seen Southland Tales yet?
Yes. When it first came out on DVD, that's a
Jesus.
Wacky movie.
What a weird ass movie.
Weird ass movie.
Guys, leave us a thumbs up. I will plea for you one more time. Please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. A quick rundown of the things you get there. I counted last month over 100 exclusive news reports, nearly 40 podcasts over the last month, just $5. It is less than a large pizza right now. It's like $1.25 a week. I promise you, if you try out FightfulSelect.com, you won't regret it. We are always there. You can interact on stories. I know a lot of people say, oh, but this news emerges. I can't tell you. Okay, you know what? I can tell you this. There hasn't been an outlet that I haven't had to contact because things haven't been aggregated correctly.
Yeah.
You get it straight from the source that's reporting it. You interact with us. We will clarify it to the best of our ability. You get Q&A shows. You get additional reviews. And you get a great community that we don't allow terrible pieces of shit to be a part of. Thank you guys so much. Love you guys. We're out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.